Hello, and welcome to another episode of my podcast, The Global Agora. My name is Andrej Matyshak, and I work as the Deputy Head of Foreign Desk in Slovak Daily Pravda, which, by the way, means truth, and it's not Russian Pravda. This time I talk to Slovak political scientist Pavel Bavoš from the Department of Sociology at Comenius University in Bratislava. We discuss the incoming presidential elections in Slovakia and the two clear favorites, the Speaker of the Parliament, Peter Pellegrini, and the former foreign minister Ivan Korčok. The first round of the elections will take place on April 23rd, and the second round with the two most successful candidates on April 6th. Can we say who will win it? And what about the autocratic tendencies of the current Slovak government? Listen to our conversation. If you enjoy what I do, please support me on Ko-fi. For the link, see also a description of this episode. And now, up to the new debate. As we record this, we are 2 weeks before the Slovak presidential elections. According to the polls, we have two clear favorites that will get into the second round. The Speaker of the Parliament, Peter Pellegrini, supported by the governing parties Last Voice and Smer Direction, and the former Foreign Minister Ivan Korčok, who is a civic candidate, but is supported by the majority of the main Slovak opposition parties. Any other candidate who can theoretically threaten the positions of Pellegrini or Korčok?
No, I don't think so, because we have Mr. Harabin on third place in all the polls, but I don't think he's popular enough to gain enough votes to threaten the second position of Mr. Korčok. Plus, Mr. Harabin ran for the presidency the last time, 5 years ago, and he ended up on a third place as well, but with lagging behind, like very, very behind the top two positions. So I don't think there will be any surprise in this regard.
But he will probably gain from the far right scene, because we can say that he's a far right candidate, or the candidate of the disinfo scene. Am I right?
Yes, you are right, but that is not enough to get on the second place to get over Mr. Korčok's position.
Let's look at the two candidates, the main candidates, as I said, who might get into the second round. First, Peter Pellegrini, who is supported by his own, let's say, left populist class and populist nationalist smear of Prime Minister Robert Fico. Why is Pellegrini one of the favorites of the elections? It seems he will also win the whole thing, as according to the polls, he will beat Korčok in second round.
He is popular because he is the candidate of the current government, or at least he is perceived so by the majority of people. Of course, we can have a debate about Mr. Danko, who is the president of one of the party, minor coalition party, and he's running as well. But he's not perceived by the people as presidential material, so to say. So Peter Pellegrini is at first more or less official candidate of the government or of the governing coalition. His slide representative, his expression, his public appearance, the way he speaks is exactly the way most people perceive the president should be. So this is really getting him advantage over any other candidates. At the same time, he's very popular. Popular for not everybody, of course, but I mean popular in terms of being famous and known, because he spent the last 20 years or so in politics, having various functions, including the highest functions of Prime Minister, although for a short time, and Speaker of the Parliament for a much longer time before that. So people know him, and he has the image of somebody who is very close to the ideal image of an ideal president.
So this is important for Slovaks, it seems, so that this kind of ideal image of how president should look like, how should he behave, maybe also what kind of political experience he or she should have. So this is important for Slovak, yes?
Yes, this is very important for them. Although, again, this can be changed by the communication of politicians and, of course, political marketing, which can play a major role in the run-up. As we saw 5 years ago, Mrs. Chaputova was not the most famous or the most popular in the polls 2 or 3 months before the actual elections, but then she was able to sell her story, so to say. This is something that even a candidate who is not very well known could do, but this time Peter Pellegrini is the one who is closer to the ideal image of a president.
What is his main weakness from your perspective? You said that the image is there, the presidential image is there, but what is the, let's say, the main weakness or main weaknesses of Mr. Pellegrini?
According to all the research I am familiar with, he's very hesitant. And even supporters of governing parties like Smer or Hlas are afraid how will he behave once he assumes the office. They perceive that in the past, many times he didn't have his own opinion or his own values, and he acted according to what either Prime Minister Fico wanted or other interest groups wanted. So many people are afraid what will happen if this kind of personality will be in the presidential office, if he will be able to challenge the current Prime Minister Fico in some key issues. I even saw Smer voters saying that Mrs. Chaputova did right when she blocked or signed and then submitted to the Constitutional Court the latest amendments to the Penal Code. And they were afraid that a president like Mr. Pellegrini wouldn't do so. So even supporters of Smer and Hlas would like to see a president who is able to have his own or her own values and be able to face even a strong prime minister as Mr. Fico is when they clash. And they don't see this in Mr. Pellegrini. They think that he will behave in a very aligned way with the government.
As we speak, Pellegrini is not willing to debate Korchak. While it is politically understandable, I would say, he won't take any risks. But he also look a bit like a coward, isn't he?
Analytically, I would say yes and no at the same time, because as you correctly said, it is a very strategic decision from his point of view, because there are many contradictions, even in his short history within this government, not speaking of last 20 years. So many assume that either Mr. Korchok as his debating partner or experienced moderator would point out all these contradictions even within last half a year, let's say. So from the strategic point of view, it is best to avoid political debate as long as possible. At the other hand, he has to explain to voters why he's not coming to a TV studio and debate with Mr. Korchok. So far as I know, he makes excuses because he's too busy as the Speaker of the Parliament. But as we come close to the elections, I don't think this kind of excuse will be acceptable even by his supporters.
So could this hurt him, or maybe, or you expect that he will show up at least in one debate before the first round and maybe in one debate between the first and the second round?
I can't really say, because from my perspective, he's not really predictable. If I would be among his advisors, I would advise him to show up at least in one debate, let's say in a public broadcaster debate. On the other hand, if he doesn't show up, I think it may hurt him. He will still get into the second round, I have no doubts about it, but it may cost him a few points.
If I would be his advisor, I would say that maybe just show up in between the first and the second round, but let's see what will happen. I think this is a bit strange that we are seeing this, that the presidential candidate are not willing to, or one of the main presidential candidates is not willing to or to talk to the others. And it was, I think it was never the case, but it seems it might be. It might be even more widespread as we see what's going on the Slovak political scene.
It's really interesting, and I even can't remember from the international politics.
Yeah, Trump, basically, but others.
But I think even he debated with Mr. Biden in the end.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
And there is no second round in the US elections. What Peter Pellegrini is facing now is the dilemma how much harm he will do by not showing up before the first round, because he will get there in the second round. Like, this is something he's secure about. So whatever he does, debating or not, he will get into the second round, in my opinion. And they know it in his team. So I think what they're discussing and debating and what the dilemma is for them, how much damage will be done by not showing up before the first round, and can we fix this by showing up before the second round? And this is something which is basically impossible to calculate in a precise way, so they have to guess and act on it.
Mr. Pellegrini's main slogan of the campaign is that we need to bring calm and to bring peace into the politics, and president should bring some calm and peace into the politics, into the polarized society. Does it work, this kind of slogan, in the situation the Slovakia is facing? We are basically half a year after the elections. The government is doing what it's doing, and we will talk about it a little bit later. But to take this slogan was the right decision from Mr. Pellegrini?
I think so, and under standard circumstances or in a standard context, this would definitely work, because Slovak citizens, they don't want to be bothered by politics. They don't like conflicts by politicians, and they are happy if they don't hear, if they don't hear about conflicts in politics. And thus, I believe this may work under normal circumstances. But this country is not in a normal situation. And citizens, the society, as well as the political elite, is so much polarized that whatever Mr. Pellegrini says, it will not work on the other camp. So there may be some people like undecided in the middle, and the question is whether this will work on them, or if Mr. Korczok will convince them that this is a false dilemma and that, that there are other more important or more valuable things, more valuable issues that should play a major role in their voting decision. But normally, this is how we know Slovak society is, and normally this would work.
So let's talk about Mr. Korczok. He was a diplomat for almost all of his career, and for 2 years also the foreign minister. When he entered the race, his name recognition was much lower than Pellegrini's. Was it the biggest problem of his campaign, especially at the beginning, that he had to build his campaign really from the scratch, as he was more or less unknown to many Slovaks?
Again, yes and no. Of course, it's much easier if the whole country knows you, like is the case with Mr. Pellegrini. But then if you have enough money, you can make the country know you. So
I have to say there is a limit for the campaign, €500,000. Yes. Which is not that much, I would argue.
Which is not that much. And again, we know that many candidates and political parties avoid this limit by making campaign or running campaigns long time before the actual elections. This limit only applies to, now I'm not sure if it's a 2 month period. So Mr. Korczok, if knowing he will run, he could made himself known long period ago. And again, we may debate about whether this is the most ethical approach, but everybody does so, and everybody did so in the past. So I think money is the biggest problem of Mr. Korczok's campaign. And then just the fame or the awareness, which is the keyword in marketing, low awareness alone is not the problem, because then you have also the transition rate. If you can convince everybody who knows you to vote for you, you may be more successful than Mr. Pellegrini, who is very well known, but only every other citizen will vote for him. So it's always more factors that play together. But of course, running by the textbook, awareness is very important, but there are other factors.
When we talk about the main slogan of Mr. Pellegrini, on the other hand, Mr. Korczok is having kind of different slogan. He's saying that the president should be something like the counterbalance to the government, and Mr. Pellegrini is from the governing camp. It seems it is also quite wise decision to focus on this, is it?
I think so. This is something that opposition voters would like to hear. They listen to that. And it is also one of the most mobilizing slogan or motto in this campaign. So I think he's doing right, and my guess is that it's not by chance or not by incidents. I think they have some research done.
But how many does it work? Because especially in the second round, and you know, there are different polls, but I think And correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's more or less lagging behind like 10 percentage points, more or less, maybe 8 to 10 in the second round. So does this approach have a ceiling? Or do you think that he still can attract more voters?
I think he can still attract some voters. And at the same time, Pellegrini can still lose some. So in the end, it may be very tight. Of course, the numbers now are favoring Mr. Pellegrini. But then for Pellegrini supporter or for Las and Smer voter, it's much easier now to tell to the poll agency that, yes, I will vote for Mr. Pellegrini. But when the day comes and all the doubts will settle in their minds, a few of them may abstain or switch. And that's why I'm saying that Mr. Pellegrini can also lose a few points and Mr. Korczok may gain a few points, and in the end it will be tight. Of course, there is a ceiling. Mr. Korczok will never convince the hard supporters of Smer or hard supporters of the Slovak National Party. So he could never win 80 to 20, for example. But I don't think that he should give up.
So do you have any advice for him at this moment as we are speaking again, 2 weeks before the first round and basically 1 month before the second round? You said that he shouldn't give up. So what should be his focus now?
Well, difficult to say, because I think he's doing almost everything right, but in a low intensity. So
to to increase the intensity of everything what he's doing, right?
Right. And I mean, he need to convince people that he can be apolitical, whatever it means. It's a magical word that Slovak citizens want to hear. He need to convince them he will represent the country and all of the people, not just opposition voters. And I think he is quite credible in this regard. And he can convince people that he will also fight in their interest in all the areas that maybe the president has small competencies or low competencies, but he can still point at those. And these are social issues, for example. This is something that even class voters or Smer voters, they noticed about the president's Čaputová, that she raised concerns and she raised her voice in the interest of poor or women. She raised many issues in regard with the violence on women. So even the Hlas voters and the Smer voters, they noticed. Of course, we can discuss whether there are some changes in the laws or in the social situation or the social attitudes towards these issues. But at least they noticed that the president's Čaputová tried. And this is something they would like to hear from whether Mr. Korczok or Mr. Pellegrini as well. It's simply about the perception of problems in the country. The candidate, the presidential candidate who would like to win those votes, he needs to send the signal that he understands that this is the problem for them, even if he has no competencies to solve them, because it's mostly the government or the legislative body to address those issues. But he needs to send the signal that I acknowledge that these are problems that you have and that these are the most important problems that you have. And even if I don't have competencies to solve them alone, I can be your voice. And this is maybe something I don't see Mr. Korczok doing.
Do you think that he's not doing this because, as you said, on those issues, president doesn't have a real competencies? And sometimes also, you know, analysts and media people are saying, so why are you saying that you want to help to improve, I don't know, education or healthcare system if you cannot do anything concretely? But on the other hand, you are now saying that a politician who wants to be a president needs to address also those problems.
Yeah, but there's different way how to put it in the campaign. You can promise the voters that you will solve it all. And this is something that opens the door for criticism, because the president doesn't have necessary competencies. But you can put it or formulate it in a way that you will be the voice of people who are suffering from these problems, and you will press the government, or you will talk to the government and contribute to the solution just by talking to prime minister or the responsible ministers. And this is something that you... I don't think having a bit of empathy, you cannot criticize that, because this is a normal way of speaking the voice of people.
But doesn't this create, in a way, an advantage for Mr. Pellegrini, especially in the eyes of voters? Because he can probably say, and probably credibly say, that yes, I cannot solve all those problems as a president, but because I know people in the government, we have been allies, now they will listen to me, and they will probably not listen to Mr. Kurchev, who is from the other political camp.
He could, but at the same time, he has 20 years of history in the executive politics. So people will look at his track record, and they will have to decide what he has done in the past 20 years, and if the promises he's making now are credible from the perspective of what he has done, and then also from the other perspective, and that is how many times Robert Fico acted or behaved the way Mr. Pellegrini wanted, whether it's not the other way around.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's usually the other way around. You mentioned current president, Zuzana Čaputová. She announced that she will not seek your elections. Then Mr. Korchak stepped in. And I know this is a very hypothetical question, but if she would run, how would you see her chances to win?
Quite high, I would say.
Better chances than Mr. Korchak, for example, if there would be a Pellegrini Čaputová.
I think slightly higher, because she already has a track record and she is positively appreciated by voters of Smer and Hlas. First, for the reasons I mentioned, that she has her opinion, her values, and she can argue against Mr. Fico. She can simply face him and not be in a submissive position all the time. Second reason is that she already voiced many concerns in areas that people see as problematic, like social issues, family affairs, problems with violence against children or against women, and so on. So I think she would have slightly higher chances than Mr. Kolchak. But it's pure speculation, of course. I don't remember any serious poll in recent time measuring this.
The presidential elections will take place, are taking place, in an atmosphere in which the current government is accused of autocratic tendencies. The governing politicians are regularly attacking journalists. Critics are saying that Prime Minister Fico wants to change the penal code to basically give amnesty to his allies who were accused of crimes. And there is a unprecedented political rift between Prague and Bratislava over Russia's war against Ukraine, as there are clear pro-Russian elements in the Slovak government. Is Slovak democracy, is the Western orientation of the country in danger, in your opinion?
I'm afraid so. Despite the fact that we have President Čaputová still, who is oriented pro-Western, pro-EU, we have another strong candidate, Mr. Korchak, who has the same values. Apparently, this is not the most decisive factors for people when they vote in parliamentary elections. We know that, again, from many research and polls. And that's why the current government can afford doing policies that threaten the rule of law, that threaten the state of democracy, and at the same time enjoy majoritarian support of the people. How far this can go, I don't know, but definitely I would agree that the journey towards autocracy has begun with this government.
Do you think it might be accelerated if Mr. Pellegrini will be voted into the presidential office, and maybe it will be less visible if Mr. Korchak will be elected?
I think it may be accelerated. And definitely it will be less visible, because the president can be a very loud and critical voice in what's going on in the country, both internally and internationally. If Mr. Pellegrini is elected and he decides not to criticize this government, then this critical voice will be missed again, both nationally and internationally. And that is a very important thing, because even if you have media that are under attacks or felt threatened by the government, or even if there is any kind of manipulation, pressure from the government put on a public broadcaster, for example, they cannot ignore the president. if the president makes very critical remarks, I can't imagine that even public broadcaster that is under pressure would not give them a space to voice such criticism. So that's why I think the whole process of exsliding of democracy or deterioration will be much slower with Mr. Korchok, or at least it will be much more visible with Mr. Korchok, because he will not be ignored if he decides to speak. And I am sure he will speak. If Mr. Pellegrini is the president, I am more or less sure he will not be a loud critic of this government.
And one last thing, and of course, I know that usually analysts hate such questions, so who will win?
I don't know, but it will be very tight. I think it may be the tightest result we ever had in Slovakia.
So you are saying that even as we still see quite comfortable lead for Pellegrini in the second round, according to the polls?
Yes.
This was another episode of my podcast, The Global Agora. Subscribe, listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on the other platforms. If you enjoy what I do, please support me on Ko-fi. For the link, see also the description of this episode. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.